It's June 29th, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with John Biggs and Lila Ledesma for your daily news roundup. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Today's episode is sponsored by Bitstamp and CipherTrace. And now, the news.
Bitcoin chalked out minor price gains on Sunday, ending its longest run of daily losses for half a year. Bitcoin jumped 1.2%, having suffered losses in each of the preceding 5 days, according to CoinDesk Bitcoin Price Index. Prices last took a beating for five consecutive days in early December 2019. Both five-day drops saw prices decline by around $900 over the five-day periods. Sunday's rise has kept a multi-week long trading range of 9K to 10K intact after prices briefly dropped below 8,850 on Saturday. Had the cryptocurrency established a secure foothold below 9K, the resulting range breakdown could have invited stronger chart-driven selling and further losses. However, the cryptocurrency still ended the week on a negative note. Prices dropped nearly 1.8% despite news that fintech giant PayPal is said to be planning to roll out direct cryptocurrency sales on its platform, as well as its sister money-sharing app, Venmo. The Bitcoin market initially responded positively to the news reported by CoinDesk on June 22nd, but failed to keep the bullish momentum going. Also, some analysts are skeptical that PayPal's plan, if confirmed, could prompt a big rally. Looking forward, the cryptocurrency needs to beat resistance at 10,040 to confirm a major bullish breakout. This isn't likely. Bitcoin is currently trading at $9,101, while Ether is trading at $224, according to the CoinDesk Price Index.
World's biggest mining firm, BHP, has completed its first test trade of iron ore using blockchain technology. BHP Group is an Anglo-Australian mining, metals and petroleum multinational based in Melbourne, Australia, and is the biggest mining firm worldwide by market capitalization. As reported by Reuters on Monday, the roughly $14 million deal with the Chinese metals giant Baoshan Iron and Steel Co. was conducted on a platform created by Canadian startup Minehub Technologies. BHP and Minehub said using blockchain would boost efficiency and transparency in statements, Reuters reported. They also told Reuters the BHP transaction was the first of many in a series involving its blockchain platform and comes at a time when bad actors have taken advantage of supply chain vulnerabilities during the coronavirus outbreak. Quote, current pandemic events and fraud cases in the commodity trading industry are causing a step change in the adoption of digital solutions, said Minehub's CEO. This is just the latest in a long line of blockchain provenance systems under assessment in industries across the world. The opportunity for better inventory tracking is real, but the challenge in these systems is the quality of the data. Someone has to put that provenance data onto the blockchain for it to know about anything in the first place. And while blockchains can't lie, liars can blockchain. It's a continuing story that we'll be following.
This episode and the following messages are brought to you by Bitstamp and CipherTrace.
Bitstamp is the original global cryptocurrency exchange. Since 2011, Bitstamp has been the preferred exchange for serious traders and investors, trusted by over 4 million customers, including top financial institutions. Bitstamp is built on professional-grade trading technology. Their platform is powered by a NASDAQ matching engine, and their APIs are recognized as the best in the industry. Download the Bitstamp app from the App Store or Google Play, or visit bitstamp.net/pro to learn more and start trading today. That's bitstamp.net/pro. CipherTrace helps grow the crypto economy by making it trusted by governments and safe for consumers and investors. How do they do it? By protecting VASPs, banks, and other financial institutions from crypto laundering risks while protecting user privacy. Years of research have created the world's best cryptocurrency intelligence with the best attribution and deepest token coverage. So if your virtual asset business isn't using CipherTrace to manage compliance risks, you should start now. Learn more at CipherTrace.com.
And now, a few takeaways from CoinDesk Director of Research Noelle Acheson in her weekly newsletter, Crypto's Long and Short. As we reported last week, according to CoinDesk sources, PayPal plans to roll out cryptocurrency buying and selling to its 325 million users, possibly within the next 3 months. The takeaway? The numbers alone point to how big the impact could be. PayPal's user base is almost as large as the entire population of the United States. What's even more intriguing is the possible reasons for PayPal's strategy shift. Could it be the significant revenue competitor Square is earning on its crypto platform? Commodity markets veteran Chris Haymeyer, CEO of Haymeyer Trading and Investments, is rebranding his firm to reflect its growing involvement in the crypto markets. The takeaway? Noel thinks that this is significant. Haymeyer Trading has been a fixture of the commodities trading scene since 2007, and the pivot of such a legacy name into crypto markets sends a signal to other traders that this is where the new markets are. Haymayer has been trading crypto assets for a couple of years now and has spoken publicly about them on several occasions. But this marks a deeper commitment to the evolution of the industry. The New York Department of Financial Services, also known as NYDFS, will consider issuing conditional licenses under which startups would be allowed to partner with existing licensed entities to begin operation in the Empire State. And it's signed a memorandum of understanding with the State University of New York, allowing fledgling prospective licensees to experiment with use cases under the school's supervision. The takeaway? This is a significant change for the BitLicense regime, long criticized as being too onerous and restrictive. More importantly, this shift could usher in a new season of innovative crypto services in one of the world's largest financial centers. And finally, many Bitcoin developers are choosing to use pseudonyms for good reason. This widespread pseudonymity makes sense seeing as Bitcoin's culture puts so much emphasis on privacy. One of Bitcoin's great mysteries is that no one knows the real identity of its creators, who went by the moniker Satoshi Nakamoto. He, she, or they released the Bitcoin software in 2010, posted on the Bitcoin forums regularly until 2011, and then disappeared. Quote, "Privacy should be a basic right. As I am, in fact, a basic human of indeterminate detail, I would like to exercise that right," said the pseudonymous Lightning developer known as ZMNSCPXJ. They received funding from Square Crypto to work on Bitcoin development. On their website, they described themselves as a, quote, "randomly generated internet person," end quote. Many developers choose to use pseudonyms out of an abundance of caution. Some worry that governments won't like what they're up to, fearing persecution or retribution for their involvement in an independent monetary system that challenges the status quo. Developers gave other reasons beyond feeling threatened, though. For some, it's simply a matter of keeping their private lives private. Quote, "Minorities of all kinds, economic, racial, communal, gender, etc., may not be confident in exposing identities easily traceable to their persons, especially in contributing to communities where the minority is underrepresented," said the pseudonymous developer. And luckily, blockchains don't work better or worse depending on your personal demographic. As the saying goes, nobody knows if you're a dog on the internet.
And that's the news.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Monday. And just a reminder, the CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.